What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Ike Feldman, back doing podcasts and interviews. And my first interview for the NBC Sports Next platform is none other than local legend to Strong Island, New York, Ragin' Al Iaquinta is representing Nassau, Long Island, and New York this Saturday, UFC 268 on ESPN. Holy moly, he's checking off a whole bunch of boxes on this fight against Bobby Green this Saturday. Ragin, how are you, brother?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
No problem, man. When are we going to get the hot sauce? Dustin's got the hot sauce. I feel like a Ragin' Cajun hot sauce is just hanging there for you.
It's on its way. Absolutely. 100%.
Mr. Iaquinta, you are not selling houses this week. You are selling us on why you are going to get the win, and I believe you're going to get the win. Vegas does not believe you're going to get the win, which is unfortunate. But sticking with what's going on in your life recently, man, again, you guys can follow Al on Twitter, Instagram, OnlyFans, at Al Iaquinta. He's doing the Call Me Al podcast with my boy, Aaron Weinbaum. He's doing some ROC Ring of Combat broadcast stuff. Man, what the hell got you into the broadcast side of things?
It's something that I've always been interested in and a little bit outside of my comfort zone. So I have a great relationship with Lou Negley and the Ring of Combat, and they were in need of a commentator. So I threw my name in the hat, and it's been fun. It's been fun calling the fights. I think the last Ring of Combat was my third. So it's been fun just kind of learning the ropes there.
Everybody sees you on fight nights, you calling out UFC brash, but you are modest, you are humble, you are the silent samurai. What are some of your favorite talk shows? Do you have any inspirations from sports talk shows or radio talk shows that inspired you before you've done your podcast or your broadcast career?
Well, I mean, I'm a huge just an MMA fan in general. So Ariel Helwani's always been someone that I like looked up to, and I would always go home and watch his podcast in between training sessions. And then I eventually made it into the UFC and met him at Media Day before the Tough finale. And ever since then, kind of had a friendship with him. So it's been pretty cool. I've been able to reach out to him and get his opinion on a few things, and so he's definitely been a big influence.
Fantastic, man. Again, we're being joined by Al Iaquinta, Cerro Longo fighter, fighting this Saturday, UFC 268 against Bobby Green on ESPN in Madison Square Garden, the Mecca, holy moly. Yeah, man, I feel like Ariel Helwani has an affinity for Long Islanders. Everybody besides myself and Aljamain Sterling, you brought him to a beach. I think Chris Weidman's made him cry. He has a running joke with John Volante. I don't know what it is with Mr. Helwani and Long Island fighters. Is it that, I don't know, we're just kind of just, I don't know, more real, more brash? I don't know what it is. There's Boston fighters, there's Jersey fighters, but he has a real affinity with Long Island fighters. Have you figured it out?
I don't know. I think he knows he can't mess with us, and he might have tried messing with Aljo a little bit, and Aljo put him right in his place. So he knows now. And him and Aljo are on good terms, so it's great. It warms my heart to see. So, yeah, I think he knows we're all business, no nonsense. We tell it how it is, and that's why he's a fan of us.
And we got to be real. He would not survive 4 hours on a night in Mulcahy's.
Ariel wouldn't. I don't know if he's a Mulcahy's guy.
No, he's probably a sushi guy or something while the sun's up.
It'd be interesting to get him out one night. We might have to try that. See how Mr. Helwani, he'd have a good time.
I don't drink, so we'd have to
corrupt him a little bit.
Exactly. If you see him, just tell him Ike says hi, and he's sorry for everything, man. I don't know. Maybe I was drinking. Maybe I was smoking. I've cleaned up since then, but I hope I'm on good terms. Just the ball busting, man. It's like it's a natural way to communicate, and it's like, I don't know. It doesn't rub everybody the right way. I don't know what it is. I don't know.
I'll tell.
Broken a lot of hearts that way. But anyway, we're being joined by Al Iaquinta. Man, I heard you on the UFC Unfiltered podcast with the great Jim Norton, of course, Long Island legend, Matt Serra. How did it feel for Matt? Now, my father's from Israel. He does not give credit. But when we're in public, he goes, oh, yeah, my son is this, my son is that. I go, you son of a bitch. Why don't you say this in private? Build my confidence. Does Matt Serra give you pats on the back during the week, or was that just something that, like, holy moly, he called you Ally Akinta, a Long Island legend, and pointed out all your great feats inside of the octagon, man. How did that feel to hear that from a legend himself, Matt Serra?
Nah, it feels great. No, he definitely, he gives credit where credit is due.
Oh, wow.
Always.
He's nice.
Very uplifting guy.
So it's just Israelis that are just, I don't know. No love.
It might have just been your father. I don't know. But now I know people. I do know people like that. Matt, I'm very fortunate to have those guys, around and in the training room in my corner, because they're definitely motivating and super uplifting.
And he mentioned the UFC 223 performance. It was you making history, taking the fight on 24 hours notice and being Khabib's only 5-rounder full fight to go against. It was also the same night that I broke some national radio history with combat sports. There, live watching you, man, a bunch of Long Islanders, Brooklyners, the Brooklyn gangster was represented, man. Is it kind of, I know you mentioned, you said it's a feather in your hat to go 5 rounds with Khabib, but are you trying to shake that as that's all you're being known for?
I mean, if there's somebody that's all I'm known for to them, then I mean, that's all right. That's cool. You get people like online that'll say that, but I mean, my body of work in the UFC is the reason I was there and was in that fight to begin with.
I agree.
So, it doesn't really bother. I mean, that's not. If that's what people think, that's cool. But I mean, I don't. It's whatever.
Because I mean, look at Conor McGregor. I believe in multiple times, man. He's dropped your name, and some casuals on MMA Twitter be like, "Oh, I guess he's dropping his name because of Khabib." It's like, no. McGregor does his homework. In a weird way, I believe he's showing respect to you. Do you believe that as well?
In some instances, I think he has, yes. I think before the Khabib fight, he kind of put me down, saying that he won the belt winning against me. But then he goes out there and was submitted. So and then afterwards, he said he did want to fight me, and I think that was kind of a pat on the back or whatever he said. But, yeah, it's cool. It's cool. It's whatever.
And, again, we're being joined by Raging Ally Akinta, UFC fighter fighting this Saturday, UFC 268. Call Me Al podcast, Ring of Combat broadcast. Follow him on Instagram and Twitter, at Al Akinta. Al, is that Italian or Spanish, the last name? A lot of people I've heard Quinta, Quinta. Can you explain the origins of that?
It's Italian. And to be honest with you, one of the only people that pronounces it, I don't even pronounce it correctly, but Khabib has been pronouncing it correctly when he calls me Yaquinta.
No way. Is that the real pronunciation?
It's kind of been like Americanized. Since my great grandfather was probably from Calabria, great 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 grandfather or something, but then my mom's side, like German, Irish, Polish, all mutt, but the name is Italian. There's Vincenzo Iaquinta played soccer for the Italian national team when they won the cup and everything. So there's Iaquinta's back in Italy.
Well, excuse me, man, with all the Polish and Russian fighters and Israel Adesanya, you are now Al Yaquinta. My apologies, man. I'll make that correction moving forward.
Adesanya, there's no name that makes me more that. Well, it bothers me so much when Ariel says Adesanya.
He goes out of his way to say it.
Yeah, he goes out of his way to like make sure that you know that he knows how to say it right. He doesn't just say Adesanya. He's a dead Sonya.
Well, 150%, man. I agree. Yeah. Now, Al, 2019, UFC 243, Dan Hooker fight happens. You took off about 2 years. We all know about the physical adjustments, not as much road work, a lot of pool work. You're basically the GSP of Long Island now. You're doing all the aquatic stuff with the old people. But I'm sure you're in tremendous shape. Could you just talk about the change from 243 to 268 exactly, mentally speaking?
Oh, 100. I'm a way, way different place mentally, that's for sure. The fight camp has been way more focused. even fight week has been way more focused. I cut out a lot of I think I had maybe like one glass of wine and two beers this whole training camp. So nice. In that aspect, that's something I really wasn't doing in the past. You know, I'm in a way better spot, And I think it's going to show on Saturday night. I just feel like just a lot of weight lifted off my shoulders, and it was a really tough time physically, mentally going, you know, in within those 2 years, but getting through that and getting, I wasn't in the best shape for a lot of that time. And just, I feel like I really worked hard to get in the best shape of my life. You're talking about swimming, I've always swam, but swimming now, my times are like off the charts compared to where they were. And you know, my workouts, I'm just stronger. I'm seeing everything more clearly. So I think that's all going to show Saturday night.
Strategically speaking, because I think Vegas, they may be drinking too many pina coladas. They have you as a decent size underdog, man. I'm saying put all the money on Yequinta, because I believe Bobby Green's a little loose in his boxing. Maybe he has too much fun. Maybe he placates to the crowd too much. Maybe he loses focus. I think you're like a locomotive. I think you're going to run him out of the building, man. I think your punches are cleaner. Whatever you call it, that walk-through switch. Everybody gives Jorge Masvidal the credit against Darren Till, man. You've been doing that for years, that beautiful switch stance boxing thing. I think this is easy going, man. Can you break down the fight for us?
No, I think there's definitely a good possibility that you're right. It happens that way, but either way, no matter how it happens, I'm ready to go the distance. If it's, you know, if I got to come back from behind or whether I get out ahead and pull away, I think that is a great fight for me. It's a perfect fight, perfect time. And I'm excited.
Have you chosen your walkout song yet? Is it Sopranos or Ja Rule?
This one, it'll be the Sopranos for this guy.
Let's go. And speaking of the Sopranos, did you see The Many Saints of Newark? Did you like it? I like it if there's a sequel.
I still haven't seen it.
Yo, Quinto, what are we doing? Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness!
I gotta see it. I gotta. But I've been so focused on the fight, and I mean, there's no. You know what it is now? It's like, what is it? I don't even know what the hell is it on. Is on HBO Plus? Do I get that? I really have no. I have no, like, all these apps and all this shit. It's like freaking. Even like the fights on ESPN Plus, it's such a headache. Oh my God, you got to stream it to your TV and this and that. I don't have the smart TV in one room. I want to play them outside. You got Wi-Fi. I got freaking, you know what I mean? So this whole shit's getting out of control. I would have watched it if it was easy. They're making me work for it. Eventually, I'll get to it. Maybe it'll be on the plane the next place I go. That's where I watched a lot of the movies. It's just on a plane. You know what I mean? So. We'll see.
My man, because your head coach, Matt Serra, is like, I don't know, whatever he's rolling and smoking, he's like, dude, he's in the Dune universe. If I hear that word one more time, I'm like, you haven't even mentioned Many Saints of Newark, but forget about it, man. You have an old soul. I appreciate it, but you are young at spirit. I believe you're easily going to get the job done this Saturday, UFC 268 on ESPN. Holy moly, in Madison Square Garden against Bobby Green. Roll with me for a second, man. I believe you're going to get it done. You're going to crack through the rankings. Obviously, again, I think you're going to have somebody in your next fight, an RDA type of a ranking that's 7-10. And then your next fight will be a top four, maybe a Gaethje, a Chandler, a Poirier. Who knows? Maybe Connor when he comes back, if he keeps calling your name. And then roll with me on this, man. Strong Island versus Dagestan 2.0. Al Yequinta versus Islam Makhachev. Mm-hmm. Fall 2022.
And you're seeing the future. How many houses am I selling this time? Not like this. You're freaking seeing the future. Am I going to have to evict any tenants?
I'd say one house a month. And you have to evict.
No, I don't want to evict
that. correct. That was a test. You are sharp, man. You're on fire. Can't wait for your fight this Saturday night. Again, on ESPN. Check out Al Yequinta. This Saturday, fighting Bobby Green, obviously. And the Call Me Out podcast, if you can't get enough Al, he's doing everything local. He's taking over the local scene. Al, I really appreciate the time. Good luck this Saturday, brother.
Always. I appreciate it, man. This is incredible.